every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, any up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. Visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, Bassmaster Elite Rookie of the Year Tucker Smith entered a tournament with all the top pros from all other organizations without forward-facing sonar and took home the top prize of $500,000. He tells us how a little later in the show. Russ Lane is getting closer to returning to the Elite Series, where he spent 13 years. He's fifth in EQ points with one event to go and is on the show today. And the Nation Championship is headed to the Upper Mississippi. Who better to preview that than Pat Schlopper in the leadoff role? So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to Pat Schlopper. Now, he won twice this year. He won at one end of the country and then the other. I mean, he won down at the Sabine River, and he won up at the Upper Mississippi, which is his neck of the woods for sure. And it was a good season for Pat Schlopper. There was no doubt about that. And now the Bass Nation Championship is going to be up there at the Upper Mississippi. He knows something about that. That's how he got into the elites back when he won back at Pickwick a few years ago in 2020, in that very strange year of 2020. So let's talk to Pat a little bit about what these guys are going to face at the Upper Mississippi in late October. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Pat, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Has it been a whirlwind since you won there in August? And, you know, obviously starting to work on your deals for the new year and boat deals and all that other kind of stuff, I would imagine it's been quite busy.
Yeah, it's always a busy time of the year, and that's kind of a side of the doing this that doesn't get talked about a lot. A lot of people think that once the season's done, all we do is hunt and do all this other stuff. But as soon as the season's over, you're working for the next year. So it's been pretty hectic, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's talk a little bit about these guys, the Bass Nation guys heading up there. Now, listen, I've fished some Bass Nation tournaments. You came out of the Bass Nation. There's this concept that, you know, certainly the guys on the Elite are the best of the best. There's no doubt about it. And then there's Open guys and the Nation guys. But there are a lot of guys fishing the Nation that are top sticks. I mean, for whatever reason, their jobs or whatever is that, you know, kind of keeps them from pursuing the full-time dream. But let's just dispel that rumor first right off the bat. There are some great, great sticks that fish at the Nation level.
Yeah, there is. There always has been. I mean, there's several of us on the Elite Series that have been pretty established now that, you know, there's quite a few trophies won from, you know, Nation guys. So, you know, and there's more and more every year. So it's definitely some strong fishermen in the Nation, and I expect whoever comes out of it in this one to be strong too.
All right, so let's talk about this one here. It is at the end of October when these guys will roll into the Upper Mississippi there. People think because it's across Wisconsin at the end of October that there's ice on, but it's not. It will be a little bit chilly. Talk about what kind of waterway they find at that time of the year.
You know, it's going to be I fish the river. This is my favorite time to fish down there. Favorite time of the year. And the the fishing's going to be, it's going to be really good, especially because it was kind of a mild fall. And then in like the last week, it's starting to cool down. So those fish, I think they're going to be on the front side of when those fish are really starting to feed down there. So I would expect some pretty dang good weights.
Yeah, I would think that it would be some pretty good stuff. Will it be a mixed bag again? Will guys be chasing both the brown fish and the green fish?
Yeah, this time of year, them smallmouth really come back into play. Throughout the summer months, those fish are generally a lot leaner. You know, you'll catch a 20-inch fish that'll weigh 3.5 pounds. Well, those fish now, you know, they'll be a good amount of 4.5 to 5 pound smallmouth caught. So both will definitely play.
You know, you fish all over the country now as an elite series pro. Talk about the difference between a smallmouth down in my neck of the woods. I live in the Mid-South in Tennessee. Smallmouth is king. It says so right on my license plate. And then the smallmouth, I came from the Finger Lakes. That's where I grew up. And so I had experience fishing smallmouth up there. But just talk about from your standpoint, the difference between a smallmouth bass, you know, in Wisconsin versus a smallmouth bass in the South.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about, because the smallmouth on like the Mississippi River, they're going to be pretty comparable to like what you've got on the Tennessee River. Like that, you know, when I won on Pickwick in 2020, that's how I attacked it. And that's why I was, you know, one of the only ones to have big bags of smallmouth. So if you're talking about like a Great Lake smallmouth or a natural glacial lake smallmouth compared to something down south, they're quite a bit different, or like Tennessee River smallmouth. But Mississippi River and Tennessee River smallmouth are pretty similar. Positioned in the current, generally not crystal clear water, you know, like the glacial lakes. I find that those river smallmouth are a lot more aggressive. So there's some differences, but, you know, the river smallmouth on the Mississippi are real comparable to those Tennessee River smallmouth.
Pat Slopper with us here talking about the Bass Nation Championship that's coming up at La Crosse, Wisconsin, where he won in August. Now, you guys were throwing a lot of top waters there, a lot of frogging going on there. That was great stuff. The grass was all up to the top. Is there a temperature when that stops? Will that still be in play for these guys in late October, or is it a totally different game plan?
Some of that stuff will be in play, but a lot of that grass stuff, you know, has died off and really condensed down. I haven't been down there, but just knowing what usually happens this time of year, you know, a lot of them vast grass areas will be, you know, they're dying off. So the grass will definitely still be a factor, someone that, you know, finds the right stuff. But, it'll be a little bit different. I think, you know, a lot of that backwater stuff won't be as big of a factor as it is in them summer months.
Pat Slopper with 2 wins this year, over $600,000 already in career earnings with bass, and that's saying something in just 5 years or so as a pro. Do you have a number in mind water temperature-wise when you put all the top water up all together? Because I know, you know, fall is a great time, especially, as I say, here in the Mid-South, in the Tennessee River area, Tennessee Valley area. The water's still 74, 75 degrees. Still throwing, you know, top waters are being thrown all over the place right now. But is there a number in mind for you where you say, I never throw it once the water temperature gets to 60 or 55 or whatever?
No, you throw it till it freezes up. I mean, it's these fish are, you know, they'll eat it. I mean, they're keying on shad, and if they see a shad, you know, moving along the surface, you know, you have to fish it a little different, but you can catch them on a topwater pretty dang late. You know, I don't really have a specific number where it's like I can't throw it anymore. Obviously, when it gets real cold, like if we're fishing them in November, mm-hmm. you know, where they're really out in their wintering holes, then you don't do it. But it's a lot longer than what you'd expect.
Yeah. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the new rules came out with the every other event with forward-facing sonar and without forward-facing sonar. It was interesting the way it came out. Gunnersville, you'll start out without it, and then some of these places like the Ten Tom and the Arkansas River, I don't know if it matters much, either one of those places, but what was your thought about going to that rule? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Where are you at on it?
I mean, I personally think we should have just kept it the way it was. I like that, just being able to fish how you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, 2025 kind of proved, you know, that you can win, you can still win a good amount of tournaments without it if you, you know what you're doing, fishing shallow and not using it. So I thought, you know, we could have, should have just kept it the way it was. But that being said, it's fine. I mean, I'm okay with it. You know, I just want to go fish. So tell me where I need to be and when I need to be there and what I can do and what I can't do. So we'll see how it goes. I think this year will tell some tales. And I think some of the myths got dispelled last week on Gunnersville when Tucker Smith won $500,000 without live scope, and hear everybody, all these guys belly aching about it, said those guys won't catch a bass once they can't use live scope. So I got a feeling some of that'll happen next year too. And some of these guys that constantly complain about it may be humbled.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be interesting to see where it affects things more than others. The one that's very interesting to me is Lake Champlain. You know, I'm thinking about Champlain with no scope, and that's going to be a little bit of a different deal. It'll be interesting to see how you guys attack that one. But, well, we appreciate you so much, as always. Again, congrats on a great season. Thanks for the heads up on what these guys will be facing when they get to the Upper Mississippi in lacrosse for the nation championship. And enjoy your short off season, because it won't be long before y'all be gathering at Gunnersville one more time and doing that one without forward-facing sonar as well to get the season started.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also looking forward to a little bit of a break here.
There you go, man. Well, enjoy that. Enjoy the woods, and good luck there as well. Pat Schlopper has been our guest. Thanks, Pat.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, now an opportunity to talk to a guy 12, 13, 14 years on the elites or so. He's won over $1 million with bass and a Phoenix guy from the beginning, really. I mean, it was Greg Hackney, and then there was Russ Lane. And that's exactly who we are talking to now, because he is on the verge with a good tournament at Okeechobee to requalifying for the elites. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Russ, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, man, doing great. How about you?
I am fantastic. And boy, this elite thing is, but I can't get over the intensity, really, of this whole deal, because all you got to do is look at Laker Howell, who had that bad one day at Champlain, and he's struggling like crazy. You know, he wins at Wheeler, and he's going to have a really, really good tournament at Okeechobee to have a shot to get into the top 10. So this is like a six-day sprint. You get an extra day if you can make it to the top 10. But this has been incredibly intense through the first two events, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, for sure. It doesn't, you know, when you narrow it down to three events, and you know, they're only 3-day tournaments, you got to catch them every single day. You can't have one slip up. You know, that can happen to anybody at Okeechobee, you know, coming up, you know, on the next one.
Yeah, that's the wild card, you know, to the whole deal too, when we talk about Okeechobee, because I mean, this is a place that fits your eye, you know, as far as I know from the past and so on, but you can also bomb there. I actually fished that open in 2024 there that Scott Martin had a ridiculous bag in, and that was just such a hit or miss deal. I mean, it was like guys that you thought would get them, some of them got them, other guys that you thought would get them completely bombed. I mean, it could be that way at Okeechobee.
Yeah, it could be. Like, I mean, I bombed that one, and on paper it looks, I mean it's bad where I finished, but on paper it looks worse than it was. Like, it was one of those weird days down there that time of year in Florida. We had like a cold front come through. I knew they were gonna bite late. I was in an early flight, maybe the first flight, so that makes it tough when they do that, because that's kind of a big deal there. I get like two or three slipping bites like after 12 o'clock, lose them, make an adjustment, run to an area, and the water's getting warmer, and I start swimming a jig, and I have two biggins blow up on my swim jig, and I don't catch either one of them. So I zero. So it looks bad, but it really could have been totally different. And that was the guy that was terrible to start off like that. Well, the next day I go back out and catch 20 pounds, and you know, all was good after that.
Yeah.
But it can happen there to anybody.
It can happen just like that. You were 10th at Champlain, 20th at Wheeler. That lands you in 5th now going into the final event, and the top 10, of course, will make it and punch their cards back to the elites. Did you surprise yourself a little bit at Champlain? If you had looked at the schedule ahead of time, was that the one you felt like you just had to survive, and then Wheeler is not too far from home, and then Okeechobee, you do have some good history at Okeechobee as well. Did you surprise yourself with the top 10, you know, at Champlain?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, I've fished, you know, a bunch of tournaments over the years at Champlain. And here's the thing that I thought about before I headed up there. There's been a bunch of times, I don't know how many, I'm going to say maybe four or five times in, you know, national events up there where I've been in the top 10 on day one. And I always fall out of the top 10. In those situations, I always have. I never made a top 10 there before, but I thought a lot about it on the way up there, and the reason was is that, you know, I would catch largemouth on the first day, and the second day I would go back and fish the same areas and try to repeat it, and it just never works out. There's just never enough of them the way I like to catch them up there. So I told myself going up there, I know that I can be in the top 10 on the first day if things go right, but I have to be able to have a backup, whether it be smallmouth or a whole entirely different largemouth area. And I had a giant school of smallmouth that I found, and it just worked out. So I was able to, play the largemouth off the smallmouth and put together a top 10.
Phoenix Pro Russ Lane with us here. All right, so when you go into Okeechobee, I mean, it's a decent ride, so you got some time to do some math in your head as you head down there. Are you thinking about a number where, I need to be there? So you're thinking about like a points deal because it's just 2 days, if you don't make it to the top 10? Or do you just go in there, I'm going in there to win a tournament and see what happens? Because you got to kind of protect your number, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, but I'm not – Like my goal is not necessarily to go there and qualify for the elites. I'm a professional fisherman. I fish for money. So my goal is to go there and put myself in position to win the Angler of the Year, mm-hmm. which pays $45,000, $47,000,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
That's a nice payday. And I know that I'll have to definitely be in the top 10, maybe even have to win the thing, just depending on what four guys ahead of me, just depending on what right. they do. But that's what I want to do is win that AOI. So that's going to be my mindset going down there. But with that said, it's a time of year. It's not like going there in the, January or February where you've got these dirty cold fronts that can mess up, like the fishing will be a little more stable. So I definitely want to make sure that I have a backup plan so that I don't go down there and bomb,
Yeah. And, you couple that with the, $50,000 or so that, to win the tournament, now all of a sudden it becomes nearly $100,000 payday, right? If you win Angler of the Year, win the tournament. So it is a lot of money, on the line for sure. Have you made, some guys have asked me, man, these EQs, it ends so late. These guys aren't going to have much time, only a couple of months before Gunnersville for the first elite event. Are you already kind of making plans for that? I know, you might not be 100% decided yet, but do you, from a sponsorship standpoint and a travel standpoint and everything else, are you kind of in your mind kind of working towards being ready to go for the elites?
I mean, I'm ready to go. I haven't been contacted by any companies or anything. It's an additional expense. I'm definitely gonna have to have, a certain amount of, support and guys reinvest, companies reinvesting in my, in my career to do it. I fully expect that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also, still doing really well with, sponsors like B&W, Phoenix, and Yamaha, and, all the GSM companies like Big Bite and Buckeye, Phoenix Rods. I mean, Garmin, especially Garmin too. It's good. But, you always want to be able to do more for the, for those companies.
I started running Garmin this year and both the bow and the cockpit, everything. And I've been really impressed with the product. I mean, it's just a really good user-friendly type stuff. And that's been tremendous. And by the way, speaking of Phoenix, so you've been there pretty near since the beginning, 2007, 2008, when this all started with Phoenix Boats.
Yep.
We always say, by fishermen for fishermen. And that really is the case right from the beginning. With the little creature comforts that Gary would put in, and all you guys have had input, starting with Greg Hackney and yourself, and now it's built to, I think last year, I think we had 24, 25, 26 Phoenix out of the 100 that were fishing the elites. I mean, it's a big chunk of guys.
It is. It's crazy to look back and see, when I'd started, went up there and went to the factory, walked in Gary Klaus's office, and I said, hey, I want you to build me a boat and I'll pay for it. Let's just grow this company. And he's like, all right, let's do it. And to see it go from that 721 model to all the models we have now and all the boats that you see on the water now, Like, it's crazy to see the amount of growth that our company has had. And I mean, I'm just proud and blessed to be a part of that growth.
Always a great company to deal with, a great group of people to deal with, for sure. All right, before I let you go, I mean, I know, you know, other guys are listening and they want to know what Russ Lane thinks about Okeechobee and that event down there. I just ask you one question. It's been stable weather. Do you think there's going to be any one of those little fall spawns going on that sometimes we see at Okeechobee?
I mean, possibly, but it's not, in my opinion, it's never that time of year. It's never like a factor where you can say, okay, I'm going all in on sight fishing. Like I like to call it kind of like a false spawn, like the males will kind of set up on certain, you know, on certain types of deals, and, you know, females will come and hang around. Like it's kind of weird. I've seen smallmouth do that up north in the fall. Like, they'll go back in the backs of these flats, and it's almost like they're spawning, but they're not. It's, you know, I think it's just a deal where when the water starts to cool down and the weather gets stable, it just kind of triggers some kind of instinctual deal with them. And I could be wrong about that. That's just what I've seen over the years, you know.
Well, Russ, I'll be looking forward to seeing you down there. Can't wait to see you come across the stage and bring some big sacks in there, and let's see if we can't get you qualified and get you back into the elites,
right,
where you've been for where you had a great history as well. Russ Lane has been our guest. Russ, appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you. That's Russ Lane. And, man, I'd love to see that guy get back in to the elites as well. He made a lot of money with bass over the years, and he's got a lot of good fishing left in him. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Tucker Smith won himself $500,000 on Lake Gunnersville last week, and we're going to talk to him about how he did that without forward-facing sonar. Next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, a different kind of Rapala Winner's Circle. I'll be honest with you. I first heard Tucker Smith's name when he was 14 years old. All right. His grandmother and my uncle in North Carolina go to church together, whatever, I don't know. And I started hearing about this kid when he was winning the high school national championship, which he won like 3 years in a row. Then he was a college champion. And I was like, oh, did you hear? My uncle would come. Did you hear about Tucker? You know, he just won. And then he went off with his college teammate, Logan Parks, when he was a sophomore at Auburn. And he won, Parks and Tuck won $500,000 each in the Bass Pro Shops U.S. Open Tournament, the one and only time that that thing got run. Oh, on top of that, they got Bass Boats and Toyota Tundras as well. Then he makes it to the Elite Series, and then he's a Rookie of the Year. He won a Blue Trophy this past year. And so then they held this thing called the Ultimate Angler Tournament in Alabama, and they put up $500,000 for the first place. And, oh, by the way, can't use your forward-facing sonar. So what does young Tucker Smith do? He goes out and wins that tournament, too, and takes that $500,000. Dude is, like, 24 years old, and he's cashed $2.5 million checks on top of everything else that he's been able to do. And he joins us now in the Rapala Winner's Circle. First time we've done one that wasn't from a Bassmaster Elite or Opens event. Tuck, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Are you going to win, like, every kind of tournament that's out there? You're just going to, like, if they're going to have a derby, you're just going to get in it and go take their money or what? I mean, this is really impressive stuff.
That would be awesome, but I don't think so. I've been blessed for sure. This past week was unbelievable, and, man, it was just a blessing to be able to go and fish that tournament for against all those great competitors and for that kind of money. It pumped everybody up.
Not only for that kind of money, it was the way this thing worked was folks would have to put up $500 to join, basically. And what would happen, it wasn't necessarily the entry fee, but you put up $500 and it puts you in the deal and all kinds of different tournaments. There were charity tournaments that were qualifying people for this tournament. It was you could come from any different organization and so on. And at the end of the day, 183, I think, guys ended up fishing the thing. But it was kind of interesting because not only did you have the best of the best from Bassmaster and from BPT or MPFL, whatever other organization out there, but you had some local hammers in the state of Alabama. This was at Gunnersville, obviously, and you had these local hammers from the Alabama Bass Trail and other hammers from around the country that don't necessarily fish at the highest level of tournaments. So this was a real hodgepodge of great fishermen.
Oh, it was unbelievable. When we were there sitting in the meeting, it was like just looking around at all the 200 guys, they were all hammers. I mean, every single guy there, you know, I was just looking around like, holy crap, all these guys are insane. And I've never been in a room like that with that many anglers that are all from different areas of the country that are all so good at bass fishing like that and come from all different backgrounds. It was really cool to be able to compete against all those guys that are such great fishermen.
When they said no forward-facing sonar, no 360 either, does that make Tucker Smith say, yeah, good, I'm going to show these guys I can do something without it? Or were you nervous about that? We're like, man, I don't know about this going out there without that stuff.
No, I mean, I think it really just changed my perspective coming into the tournament. And I really just tried to focus on more hard structure, more cover, more off the wall kind of stuff. I know that if I'd had live scope in the tournament, I probably would have fished a little bit differently for those fish and for different fish. Mm-hmm. But I think allowing that with no scope, I think that allowed me to fish a different way. And I think it allowed me to slow down in a lot of key areas that I had. And I think it allowed me to pick apart the areas actually find the right cast for every place that I found. And yeah, I mean, it was a blast. I think just kind of like lining up with my waypoints, triangulating a little bit. I had a couple lineups that I was making, putting it on spot lock and casting too. So it was pretty interesting and pretty cool and definitely a fun time.
There has been a lot of conversation since you won that tournament about the fact that, you know, hopefully this will put to bed the thought that the young guys, that's all they can do is live scope. There had to be a certain two levels of pride, right? There had to be pride in the fact that you are a Bassmaster angler, and there were anglers from all different circuits in there, and certainly Bass is very proud of the fact that their rookie of the year went and won this thing, and that you did it without the scope. You know, it shows your versatility. I would think that there was a certain amount of, maybe pride's the wrong word, satisfaction, you know, in that.
I mean, definitely. I've always looked up to all these anglers, and to be able to win a tournament of that caliber versus all them was incredible. But yes, I mean, I haven't really thought about it like that. I mean, it's just, I just love bass fishing. I just love going out there fishing for a living now has been a dream of mine for so long. And to be able to actually do that now and compete for a living is something that I've been wanting to do since I was a little kid. And yeah, man, it's just truly special. I try to stay in the present and look towards the future and never try to get too satisfied with what I've done and never try to get too upset with what I've done in tournaments and, you know, not catching them and everything like that. I try to just keep a level head and keep grinding and see where it falls.
I know the folks at Bass, though, are very proud of the fact that one of theirs got the victory in this thing. Did you feel the weight of the shield at all? I mean, was there any, you know, going into the final day, you had the lead and everything. Was there any thought of that in the back of your mind that you were not only carrying a banner for Tucker Smith, but you're carrying a banner for the Bassmaster Elite Series?
I mean, I wasn't really thinking of that at the time. I was just trying, whenever I was fishing, I just get in this zone sometimes where everything that's going on just kind of flies by my head and I'm just kind of focused. So I wasn't really thinking about too much other than just fishing hard, but definitely bringing it for, you know, bringing home the win and being on Bassmaster. I mean, I definitely think that's really special. But yeah, I mean, I was just trying to focus on catching as much as I could. And it's crazy, when I was fishing, I felt like I was so focused every time I looked around everything. I was just kind of dizzy because I was like so focused in on every single cast and feeling everything that I was so, you know, kind of focused on what was going on.
Yeah. 2025 Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, Tucker Smith joining us, talking about his win in the Ultimate Angler Tournament that took place last week at Lake Gunnersville. Have you heard much from any of your colleagues? Congratulations. And so I've seen a few videos where some of the guys have congratulated you. It'd be interesting, the cross section. Is it just the young guys, or is it some of the vets also, you know, throwing you congratulations for the win?
It was an all around congratulations. I've really been thankful and it's really been awesome to see the positivity that's been brought out of this thing from, you know, the veterans of the sport and also the new up-and-coming guys that are coming up in the sport. Just everybody's been super positive about it. It's been awesome. And, yeah, thank you to everybody that's been reaching out, because it's been amazing.
Yeah, that is very, very cool stuff. Now, it is not lost on anyone that you'll kick off the Bassmaster Elite Series schedule just 3 months from now, basically, back at Gunnersville, without the scope. You know, leave the scope home because you're going back without the scope. Do you feel like this experience being, I know it's a different time of year, but do you feel like this helps you at all mentally going into that first event of the year, you know, where you won't have scope again at Gunnersville?
Definitely. I think so. I think it gives me a confidence booster for sure. And like I was saying, it's incredible to, you know, be able to live this dream. But yeah, I think that's a huge confidence booster for me to be able to win this tournament without forward facing sonar on a place that I've lived on for over a year now. And it really feels good to, you know, bring it back to on a place that I've grown up on and fished so many times. And it's awesome.
Now, most of us that go to Gunnersville at this time of the year, we're looking for some grass mats. We're going to throw that frog. We're going to punch a little bit, you know, if they miss that frog. You know, that's the way kind of you get after it, because it's a lot of fun to fish that way. We just love to see them blow up in the grass, that's for sure. But you didn't do that, right? I mean, you were still in deeper water and fishing a jig. Tell us how you did it.
Yeah, I uh, I can't really talk about Gunnersville because of the tournament next year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
But no, but yeah, I was keeping it. I was keeping it offshore. I was also fishing shallow though too. I had a really key rock pile that I found.
Mm-hmm.
One of the days of practice, we only had 2 days of practice, and we had no scope during practice as well. But I actually found three of my best holes during those 2 days of practice. One of them was a rock pile that I had to make a really good cast on, because I figured out during the tournament that if I casted to the right or the left of the rocks, I wouldn't get a bite. But if I casted right straight through the middle and bounced off that biggest rock, that I would get a bite. And it was really sticky rock pile. I had to bounce it over like a 3.5-foot rock and then let it fall, and those fish would bite it. But it took time to figure out that cast, and it took time to figure out that lineup. And but yeah, it was old school traditional fishing, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, catching them on a jig like that, you know, feeling them thump that thing and setting the hook on straight 20-pound line with a 7.5 heavy Shimano rod. I mean, you don't get much better than that, and boat flipping most of them. So it was a great time.
So these big checks, right? So you get like the big, the $500,000 check from the U.S. Open thing. And then you get this big $500,000 check, you know, from the Ultimate Angler deal. Do you get to keep those? And do you have those now in your boat barn? I mean, do you have them in the garage? Are they hanging up on the wall up there, so when you walk in, you can see your name and 500K, you know, next to each one of those checks? Cause you can't take it to the bank really and deposit it. I mean, they're not going to let you do that.
I do have the check at the house. It's sitting here right next to me.
Nice trophy too, right? A good looking trophy, it looks like, that they gave you.
Yeah, it's awesome looking. It's got some like glass on it too. It's see-through. It's pretty cool looking. It's really, really awesome trophy.
So what does the next 3 months look like for you? Are you an in the woods guy? When do you get the new boat? You unwrap this one, sell it. You know, what is the off season look like for Tucker Smith?
Yeah, I'm going to be fishing a good bit. I'm actually going up north to fish a little bit with my grandfather. I'm going to take him up there and fish around at St. Clair. And nice. Then I'm also going to do a little bit of duck hunting, fish around the house, go back to my parents' house in Birmingham for the winter, and probably fish the Coosa a bunch, Lay, Logan, Mitchell, and Jordan, and catch some spotted bass there. And then honestly, just get my boat ready for the season, prep tackle, and get ready to roll.
So a professional fisherman that fishes for a living goes fishing in the off season, basically, is what you're telling me.
I do. Yeah. I do all the time.
And then, of course, everybody's working on their tackle and getting everything ready for the new year, getting their orders in and all that kind of stuff. Are you into, you're young, but you're obviously very accomplished. Are you into any design stuff yet? Are we going to see Tucker Smith rods coming out at any time? Tucker Smith baits, you know, where are you at on all of that stuff?
Yeah, I need to get some stuff rolling. I'm going to start trying to do some merch, like some hats and shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would like to start working on some signature series baits. I think we're starting to do some of that stuff in the works. So, hopefully that will, we can do something there. But yeah, man, I'm just excited getting ready to, get in contact with all these awesome companies and get ready for next year.
Mm.
I'm ready to get that new boat wrap, get my new boat in, get dialed in with that thing. Cause it's different every year. You get a new boat and it's a little bit different. It seems like you kind of got to get used to that new boat feel and then, get ready for the next year.
Yeah, Tucker Smith has been our guest. Well, he won with forward-facing sonar. He won without forward-facing sonar. We'll see how good you are. Let's send you out on a tournament without a trolling motor. That's, see you win that tournament, okay? Tucker Smith's been our guest. Tuck, I appreciate it. It's always great to talk, man. I appreciate you, and have a fun off season. We'll see you at Gunnersville.
Thank you so much, man. It was a good time.
Thank you. That's Tucker Smith. What a great, great kid and a great champion. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Wrap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at WrapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you.
I heard forward-facing sonar opponent Randy Blockett posted a video about Tucker Smith's win at Gunnersville without the scope, so I figured I'd give that a listen. I fished in an open with Randy years ago, and I respect his passion on the subject. But when I tuned it in, Randy prefaced his comments by saying not only did he not know Tucker Smith, he really didn't know anything about the young man and if he was a scoper or not. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that you comment on all things professional fishing and you don't know anything about Tucker Smith, a three-time high school national champion, a college champion with Logan Parks at Auburn, the winner of the Bass Pro Shops U.S. Open at age 19 with Parks, splitting $1 million in cash plus a Toyota truck and Nitro boat, then a winner on the elite circuit on the way to winning the Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, and you don't know anything about him? I turned it off right there. Because if you don't know this kid, you need to stick to teaching us about fishing a jerkbait, something you are very good at. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page where you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.